What's up, guys? Scott Tebow, Small Town Riffer Podcast. Today we have David Summerlee with Square Dash. David, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing, Scott?
Well, better now that we got through the technical difficulties that we've been challenged with for the last 30 minutes. So I'm doing real good now. So, yeah, that was a real struggle, which I'm technically challenged anyway. That's really making my brain hurt. So, yeah, I'm excited to have you today. We want to talk a little bit about Square Dash, understand kind of, you know, what that service is, how it's helping the roofing industry, because from what I'm hearing, it's kind of the big thing right now, and it's really a super beneficial component to a lot of guys in the roofing industry right now, keeping them and their cash flow kind of on top, you know. So can you give us a brief background of, you know, who you are and kind of what Square Dash is?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So David Summerlee, and I got started in this industry back in Kansas City. I was selling marketing to roofers. And one of those roofers split off with his business partner. They had two different sides of their company. They split off. The other partner, I'd sold a full premium package of marketing. And this other guy calls me up and says, hey, loved what you did for my business partner, but we parted ways. I need you. Can you come by my office? And I was like, oh, great. I'm going to sell another premium package. Let's go. So I go in there ready to sell them marketing. And yeah, it was a job interview. And so... He ends up telling me, you know, hey, every time you answer the phone, I can tell you really care. And the fact that you even do answer the phone, you call and check on me, you make sure everything's working. Like, I really respect what you do, who you are, your character. I need you to come work here. And I was like, hey, man, you mentioned roofing, storm restoration. I don't know anything about that stuff. I've got a guy I can recommend to you who will be great for it. He's in construction. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You have the character I'm looking for. I can teach you roofing in five minutes on a roof. I got you. And sure enough, I got about 5 minutes of training up there. And he handed me a stack of contracts and said, good luck. That kind of looks like hail.
Well, and that's funny because, you know, we talk about that. The biggest reason we niched down was the training factor. Not that you don't have to know some things to be a roofer, but to get the main gist of it, it's pretty simple. You know, it's a really great business in that manner that if this is all you want to do, you know, you can always learn more, but to get the basics, you can get there pretty quick. So how old were you when you got into the roofing business then?
That was the very beginning of 2017. I'm 42 now.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll do math quick.
Yep. No, but, wow. Yeah, sure.
So. A little over 7 years, I guess, something like that. But anyway, so I got started in there and did really well for them, helped with their social media. My boss that I had was an awesome dude, but he had all these social media accounts, and he was doing what you don't do, which is put all his political beliefs on all his different social media pages and profiles, and he's losing business over it because he had some of his little wacky out there. And sometimes he was playing, you know, but they didn't know that. So they're getting ticked off and leaving. I'll never do business. It's like, dude, this is business. You can't do that. So he had me come in, clean up all those pages and profiles, bring them all into one page and one profile, and take all the other stuff off, combine them all, and then shoot it out to a bunch of people, blow up that page so it was a lot bigger. And then we had a team of guys that were coming over from Sears that were, they had their 10-step retail selling, like expert professional salespeople, and they were like teasing me and laughing at me because I just gotten into sales and accidentally fell into it and turned out I was all right at it. And next thing you know, we had a storm that hit, and those guys are all sitting around waiting for their leads to come in, and I was like, there's a storm, I'm gonna go knock on some doors. I was a missionary when I was younger. I was a good Mormon boy back then, and you go knock on doors and talk to people. That's what you do. So I went out, rushed out there, and was knocking on doors and signing deals. And they're in the text chat, you know, making fun of me because they thought I was still at home sleeping. And I came in that night with a giant stack of contracts. And after that, you know, the mood kind of shifted.
There you go. That's funny you bring that up. I don't want to get too off the rails, but I just did a little short video for ProLine today. And it was on door knocking. We've never done that ever. Not one time in our business.
Wow. Awesome. How do you use referral?
We advertise our asses off, like on everything. Okay. So from radio to social media to we're really good on Google. organically, we rank really well in every market we're in. We do a lot of things right in the marketing and advertising side to where we just never have had to do it. But leads are freaking tough to get right now. I don't know if that's what you're hearing. Where I'm at, man, it's like pulling teeth to get an appointment.
In Florida, they're almost impossible right now is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and so we started this week knocking doors in where we're doing jobs. So if we got a job in a neighborhood, we just knock all the doors in the neighborhood.
How's it going?
They're killing it. They're freaking killing it. And I'm like, and it don't cost shit. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, why have we not been doing this for the last 10 years? You know, so
it'll toughen your people up too. Like,
sure,
a lot of really successful people, if you listen to their enough interviews, eventually it'll slip out that they got started in door knocking.
Well, and I'll tell you, that door-to-door sales is tough. But at the same time, as a business, what a great business, because the cost of acquisition goes so far down. Like, my guys are already there because our salespeople are cradle to grave, so they have to go to that job site in the morning anyway. So they go in the morning, and then usually at the end of their day, they stop back by. So either morning, you know, either like 9 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're at that job site. What's it take an hour out of your day to go around and beat on, you know, 40 doors? You know what I mean?
Like classic six packing around that area.
Right. So, I mean, it's like, and they're picking up every job, they're picking up, you know, three or four appointments from. It's like, well, hell, as long as we close one of those, it's a no brainer, you know? So anyway, like I said, I didn't mean to get off the rails, but I've been really, really excited about that this week. But
that's super exciting. Yeah, if some of your guys are having a harder time, Adam Benzman, I don't know if you're familiar with him. If some of your guys, if they're not real familiar with door knocking yet, they're a little bit newer at it, he'd be perfect for them to listen to. He's just phenomenal. He is the roof strategist. Yep. Have you listened to any of his stuff?
I have, and now that you said that, I'm sending it to the group chat. Yeah, no, for sure. I've never passed that on to them, and I don't know why. Anyway, let's get back into what we're talking about here. So Square Dash, what all is Square Dash? I understand you're helping roofers with cash flow, and I believe this pertains a lot to insurance work, or primarily to insurance work. Give me an idea of how it works, and then maybe like a real life scenario. So I can kind of, cause I mean, here's the deal. I'm not some brainiac. I'm not a real highly educated guy. I need you to dumb it down to where I can really understand what's going on.
Perfect. No problem. So, you know how people in the industry will say sell, build, collect? We're essentially the collect portion. Okay. People that are in roofing tend to be really great at going out and selling. And the best of the best go out and build really well. And then when it comes to the collect, you have all kinds of problems going on. And the longer that customer takes to pay, you're screwed. And so that's just the way it is, right? So we handle the collect portion of that. And so what we do is we do cradle to grave, like you said, outsourced billing service, basically. So we're calling the insurance company and sitting on hold with them. We're calling the mortgage company and getting them to release the funds. We're getting the homeowner. And so your guys are out knocking doors, getting referrals. That's what they should be doing instead of collecting check. When you got to drive an hour out of your way to go collect a check and listen to a guy tell, you know, Vietnam War stories, and you're nervously like just wanting to ask him for a damn check, and you should be there asking for a freaking referral, the company is losing money because that guy should be out generating new revenue, not trying to go collect old revenue. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Now, is this, you said mortgage companies and insurance companies, so I want to understand, is this strictly for storm work, you know, insurance work? Or does this work in a retail type model also?
Technically, we could bill for anyone. What we focus on is mostly insurance restoration contractors because we see that's where we provide the most value, because the second part of what we do, other than all your billing needs and not having you have to sit on hold or run chase down checks, the second part of what we do is giving you money within 48 hours instead of weeks to months, so that you have the money, the cash flow. Most contractors go out of business in the first 2 years.
Sure.
Some of your guys have been in business forever, and I'm not talking about those guys, right? But the vast majority of contractors, especially in our space, they go out of business the first couple of years, and almost always it's a cash flow issue. You know, you're taking out of your own pocket, and you're having to pay, you know, your supplier within 30 days. and you're having to pay your crew on Friday. Now you've taken a bunch of money out of your own pocket, and now you're waiting weeks to months to get paid. And so what we do is speed that billing process up, and then on your depreciation check, we know that money's coming. We hand you the money.
So walk me through, if let's just say my company's Rain Stoppers Roofing. Say Rain Stoppers, we sold an insurance job, and we hired Square Dash, and we were working this project together, or however. What is a real life scenario? Like, give me a step by step so I understand if this is a route I want to go, what should I expect? What do I need to do to, you know, kind of employ your services?
Yep. So start to finish, basically you jump on a demo with somebody like me, myself, or Heath Gover. You jump on a demo, we go through a discovery call just so that we can explain the whole thing to you, you know, show you slides and everything, how it all works. And basically, once you're done seeing that, 9 out of 10 roofers are like, holy shit, I need this. Pardon my language. And so they're ready to sign up. And then we send them over a quote, and the quote on there has got a onboarding fee. It's $9.99. And then it's got a monthly fee for the billing service. That's based on how big they are. You know, if you're a $100 million a year company, you're obviously going to require a hell of a lot more work out of us than a company that's just getting started, if that makes sense. Yep. And so the billing's based on what size you are. And then from there, what we were doing, and this is a special announcement, I have not announced anywhere yet. This is exclusive for you. So we were charging 5% on all of that claim funding. We were basically purchasing your receivable and getting a 5% discount on it. And then we go chase it down and you've got your money. They just decided this week, we're going to go ahead and try this new methodology, which is we're already making money on your billing services. We appreciate that. We're going to do just fine on that. You have an established business with us. You've shown us your bank statements. We know there's business coming through. We know there's insurance checks coming. We just give you the money.
Wow. So no per use cost. Wow. Yeah, so, that's crazy. I did not expect you to say that. So that's really surprising to me. I was certain that it was a per use basis, and it would be a percentage of income.
That's what it was. So we were charging 5%. Some other companies in the past have charged 10%. One of them just recently went to 20%. And we just decided to flip the whole script, because the thing that we're doing that changes the whole thing, all the rest of them are not doing their billing services for you. And so they're not being able to control the money. And because of that, they're losing their butts out the back end. And that's been the whole issue. And so we do the whole billing service so that we know where the money's at. We know what's going on, and people aren't playing all that funny business.
So I just know contractors. This is not me, but I do know contractors. Say I go tell Square Dash I do a job, and hey guys, this job's done. I need paid. Pay me. How do you assure that that job got completed, is up to snuff, before you cut a check to your contractors? Because, I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, homeowners aren't the greatest, but contractors can be pretty bad, too. You know,
hey, so it's a double-edged sword. Absolutely. So that's actually a great question. So one of the things with the new system where we're not charging the 5% upfront, what we're doing now is we are calling them to verify that the job's done and they're not living mad. You know what I mean? So we're calling to make sure that they didn't, you know, already write a check to the contractor for the full amount, or they're not screaming and yelling and saying, I'm keeping $50,000 because you broke my 50-cent sprinkler deflector.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're calling to work those issues out before we go ahead and hand you the money.
Sure. Yeah, I've been curious. I've been looking into the Square Dash and understanding what all it is. And you know, these are just things that come to my mind. It's like, man, there's some things here that would give me pause to be handing money out, because I know how bad some contractors.
It absolutely happens. You know, part of what we do, though, if we didn't do a verification that you've been in business and been doing business before we do any of the funding portion, then every Tom, Dick, and Harry would all of a sudden have a roofing company that's doing $1 million a day and ask for money, right? And so they do have to go through a verification process where they make sure that you're a legitimate business that's actually selling insurance jobs before we get started.
Sure. So I noticed on the website there was like two options. One, and I can't remember exactly what the two were. One was exactly what you're saying, but then there was maybe another model or another kind of service that Square Dash offered. Am I right in saying that? Was there something else?
Yeah, so originally they were doing just the claim funding. And then what they were finding was if they don't have control of that billing process, there's all kinds of problems that come up. And guys that got paid and would say they didn't and all those kind of things. Whereas where if we do it doing the billing service, we know where the money's at all times. Like, it's pretty simple to see when you're already in, have your hands deep in the hamburger meat trying to make the patties. You know what I mean? And so yeah. You know where that money's at and what's going on. You've had communication with the insurance company, the mortgage company, the homeowner, the contractor. You know where the hell the money's at. You know what I mean? And so that was the differentiator, because a lot of these other companies were not dealing with any of the billing portion. And then they were like, what happened? Where's all the money? And so doing the billing portion was the game changer. So when they added that in right after I came on is when they went full steam. They'd already been testing it. And so they went full steam with the billing portion, and it's been an absolute game changer for us.
That's awesome. So how long has Square Dash actually been kind of in this space?
Not that long, actually. So my boss was a roofer, still is technically. He does some jobs, not full time anymore, because he's got to put so much time, focus, and energy onto this. But he was a roofer, and he was looking forward, like, hey, if I continue to scale my company, and I'm putting out all this money to the suppliers because my guys are being successful and selling lots of jobs, and I'm paying my crew every Friday, I've shelled out tons of my own money. And if I multiply this 100 times, I'm screwed. I'm out of business. That's not a good system or model. That somebody has to do something to fix this. And sure. So he sat down and he figured out how he was going to fix it. He looked at all these different things, what people call factoring, different models, and basically put together what he thought was going to really make a difference for the industry. And that's how he put together Square Dash. So he created that in 2022, founded it officially a little over a year ago in 2023. We've been running since.
That makes sense, because I mean this is very new to me. So I assume it's pretty, I have to assume it's very new to our space. I mean, like, I've not heard of really anybody, you know, saying, hey, we'll pay you and you know, obviously financing companies, but not on a non-finance job. So
right.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, we are not in the storm chasing business, so I don't know how much it applies, but I'm definitely going to look in, because it seems like such a great tool. And we have been looking at some storm markets to try to kind of expand our portfolio a little bit too, which Ohio's getting weird. We're getting some like weird storms.
I've been seeing.
We never get,
and like, some good hail too.
Well, last night at my house, we had probably 15 minutes of quarter-sized hail. I mean, that's like crazy for Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, that never happened. Now, it didn't tear anything up at my house, but we did get a significant amount of leads today. There was a lot of wind-driven rain and things like that. So I don't think the hail was as much a factor, but we definitely had some high wind.
It's all cyclical. It shifts. So, you know, you guys will start getting more of it. It's all shifting eastward. And just, you know, we're going to see the climate change around the world and around the United States in different ways. It's been doing that for billions of years, and it'll continue to do so, you know?
Sure. So I agree.
Or not, but
yeah, no, I agree.
There's so, changes going on.
We were talking a little bit before about a few things. You were asking me about where I publish this, and I don't know how far we can get into this conversation, but I don't have social media. Like, I don't use it. I don't have it on my phone. I pay somebody to run all, and not that we're like some social media giant by any means. I think we got like single digit followers. Like, we're nobody. You know, we Proline, the CRM Proline is really an advocate for our stuff when we work kind of hand in hand to push each other's content back and forth.
Those guys have a great reputation.
They're fantastic. I'm at 8:30. Me and AJ are doing Roofer to Roofer podcast, and it's a live Q&A. We're doing at 8:30, so we're gonna have some cocktails, smoke some cigars, and talk to roofers. I am so excited, I can't wait. But I believe you're pretty prevalent on social media, right?
I've been consistent over the years. There's other guys that go out and get millions of views, viral videos, you know, guys that sometimes can keep it up consistently, and some of them are a flash in the pan or just a shooting star. But I've never been one to go out and get millions of views. I've just consistently put out, you know, what I thought was value information, things like that, and then combine that with actually engaging with the other people that are commenting and whatnot. And that engagement portion is actually really helpful, because if somebody's in, whoever's running your account, me, that's me, right? But for you, it'd be somebody else. If they're engaging with the audience or with the followers or with their people they're friended with, then what happens, at least with Facebook, is it'll actually promote you out more. And so, like, I don't see myself as being one of those influencer guys, but I'll show up to a roofing event and everybody walks up, hey, David Summerlee. I'm like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a thing, and it's just happened naturally because I actually give a shit about people, you know?
Well, and that's what this is about. It, you know, that, and I stay off social media because I just don't really like it. I don't really like the aura around it, and just – I don't like the negativity. For me, there's too much negativity on it, and I am so positive that it's like, I don't need that killing my vibe. I'm always happy. I'm always, like, pumped up to help people, and I want, like, positive things in the world and in the workplace and in business and whatever. But then you jump on social media, and the first thing they do is take a shit on you. You know, it's like, I'll just let you guys just, you can shit on me.
You can't listen to the haters, man. We were talking earlier that you don't even read the comments, which, you know, I listen to Joe Rogan sometimes, and he was talking one day with somebody, and he was really, like, clowning on those guys that do that. And he said, man, those guys are miserable. And if you go in and read their comments, you are going to join them. Like, you can't do that. Like, post it and just move negativity. The hell off.
Just negativity is all it is. And it's just people just shitting on you. And there's, and, like, they have nothing better to do. So, anyway, I want to get on one other thing before we wrap up. You're working on something else. You were kind of, you just briefly brought up, I have absolutely no idea what it is, so I would love to understand kind of what else you're working on.
Yep, so a couple things. One, last part on the Square Dash thing. Right now I'm at a Chad Michael event. I got to go head up to the networking event for tonight, and then tomorrow I'm out here in D.C., and we go out, and there's like one or two of these a month that we go out and do insurance restoration training. And so we sponsor that, and we come out and talk to the roofers and everything. So that's a big thing we're doing with that. And if anybody hasn't checked out Chad Michael and his insurance restoration training, it's the bee's knees. You need to check it out. But the other part of it is you put in code SUMMERLINK, capital S and a capital L, you get 20% off. And you still with me? You get 20% off. But SUMMERLINK is my business, and my girlfriend works that with me. She's kind of operations. Because I have this great day job, I put 90% of my focus on my day job right now and just talking to roofers. And then she goes and talks to them about all the other products and services they ought to be using. And that's a lot. She's the trench coat lady right now. Like, there's so many great products and great services out there. And so that's what she's doing with that, with SUMMERLINK.
So is SUMMERLINK kind of somewhat of a consulting type business?
Essentially, yeah. So we go out and consult the contractors. Originally, we were just going to do it for free. And I've actually had roofers reach out and say, no, I want to pay you. Here's $2,500. Come out and look at everything I'm doing and let me know where I should be switching things. You know, I'm using Thrive for marketing. I'm like, oh, God, no, don't. Oh, hold on. Let's get in there. And so we've done some of that as well, the paid consulting. But we originally just wanted to go out and just help. And then, you know, all of these vendors, they're happy to get new business. So they're happy to pay us on the back end most of the time. And so we're only ever going to recommend services, products that we believe in, whether we get paid for it or not. Fortunately, the vast majority of them are happy to get new business and happy to pay us on the back end. And so we go out and we do that as a free service to contractors. If we have to go in person, obviously there's a cost to us driving there in person, but otherwise, get on the phone, have some phone conversations, figure out what you guys are doing, what you're not doing, and then also, you know, help out with marketing services through my girlfriend's other company, Designate Creative, too. She's able to create graphics and logos and all kinds of stuff just flat. She can get funny t-shirts, like, just done for you, like custom instant, you know, all that kind of stuff. So basically, she just, everything they're going to need for their business, she kind of does an evaluation of where they're at and what they're lacking and how they can either save costs, get more time back, get more money, whatever it is, she helps them go figure that out.
I believe that's the way it should be. Just helping people to help people. And if you get paid to do it along the way, that's fantastic. You know, the whole, my whole point of doing this, I and not that we're a cockroach at this point. We're nothing. Like, but my goal is, that's Mr. Wonderful, you know, crush you like the cockroach you are, you know. But the goal is, for me, I'm not doing this for money. I want to bring things in front of people that are in my community, in my network, that, you know, otherwise wouldn't know about it, but that truly are helpful. Because, I mean, I went to my first roofing type conference last fall. I've been in business for almost 9 years. I didn't really know this stuff existed. I started listening to a couple of roofing type podcasts. I started getting a little bit of coaching. I started doing some, and I'm like, nobody I know in the space does that. Like, the young generation, especially when you're not in the big city, this is small town roofer podcast, you know. So like us guys that aren't well connected, you know, socially, in those crowds, we don't know a lot of this stuff exists. But there's so much garbage out there also that we can be fed. And dude, I've been fed a lot of it. And
there's con artists out there too, you know.
That's the point, is I don't want sponsors. Like, I'll just sponsor you if you're good. Like, I'll just bring your name up and name drop if you're good. Like, I don't want you to pay me and you suck. You know what I mean?
So, yep.
Because that's not beneficial to anybody. Like, that, and that's just hurting the space. It's as bad as a dishonest contractor, you know, a dishonest rep of any kind of, you know, whether it's technology or software or whatever, but, or even a tool, you know, whatever the case is. But anyway, any final thoughts on Square Dash, on SummerLink, anything you want to bounce off me? I'd love to, if there's anything you got, I'd love to share.
Any way that I can ever provide value to you or any of your people, I'm always happy to. You know, my phone stays on 24/7 for, sometimes you get those calls where the guy's, you know, just having a bad night. I just stay open and I communicate as much as I can with people, and however we can help each other. A lot of guys in our industry, there's a guy in Atlanta, Roofs by Don, Donovan Morgan, and his big thing is, you know, basically that he doesn't have any competitors in his market. They collaborate instead. And there's ways that we can all work together. And as much as roofers, I mean, I get it. Like, when you're out there on the streets, I couldn't imagine trying to sell in Dallas, right? And you're elbow to elbow with your competitor. Like, I get it in markets like that where guys can be scared to death to share any of their secrets. But here's the deal. Everybody's got YouTube. You don't really have any secrets. The information's out there if they want it. If you can help people, do it. And, you know, not only are you helping them, but you're building yourself and learning it more by helping. And you're leaving a damn legacy. Like, look, every year we go to these conferences. Not everybody goes to them, but I go to them. And every damn year I go to RoofCon. That's in October this year. I go to RoofCon, and somebody that I know, freaking dead. They fell off a roof. They had a heart attack. Whatever it is, like, it's suicide. Like, guys I know die every year. We are in an industry that is very dangerous, and we work our asses off, and we live a little wild sometimes, and guys die early, and we need to help each other out, and we need to leave a damn legacy for each other, for our families. Like, we can't just go through our day-to-day and try to keep our secrets and then die. Like, come on. We got to do better.
I couldn't say any better. I will just add one piece to that. By doing so, and this is the piece that all freaking contractors are so hard-headed and just won't accept, you're lifting up the people around you. So if you tell your competition, I have a couple like direct competitors, and I'm in a tiny ass little market, 40,000 in my county, like tiny market. I've got a couple competitors that I literally make it a point to talk to them a few times a year about pricing. You know why? Because I don't want them going out and cutting my throat by half, because they can, they have no overhead. So we talk, and I'm like, hey, dude, here's about where we're at. We're running about this much a square, roughly. You know, we price our shit by line item, so it's not by square. But I know about where we're falling. Like, hey, this is about where we're falling. Just want to keep you in the loop. Don't leave money on the table. Well, guess what? They don't, because we bid against them, and sometimes they're higher than us now.
Yeah.
Because we brought up the competition. We brought up the people around us. And now those guys are making a boatload of money. They don't have the same overhead we have, and they're charging the same amount we're charging. So they're making a ton of money. good for them. You know, don't let these guys cut your throat just because they're not at the same point in business that you're at. You know, they're just super lean because they have no overhead, have no debt, have no, maybe have no employees, you know.
They and run real well. They might not exist because their margins aren't high enough. Like, you got to play the long game. And the big misperception out there that we're all in a race to the bottom. We're all going to have to go tight, tight, tight and compete with each other. And that does not work out for contractors in the end. Part of the reason, other than cash flow, it's part of the reason a lot of them go out of business is the margins weren't good enough. They didn't realize it. They're, not everyone wants the cheapest price. And in fact, I would argue that most people don't want the cheapest guy, especially after they've dealt with the cheapest guy, because the most expensive roof you'll ever buy is a cheap one because you're going to have to do it at least twice. And so guys that are in the middle are going to win most of the business. And Orkin actually calls around to their market, Orkin Pest Control, calls around to their market and finds out what everybody else is charging and then charges more because 10% of the population wants the most expensive one because they think that they're going to get better service if they go that way. So there's a customer for you no matter where your margins are at.
That's awesome, dude. Well, I'm 100% on board. I'm a fan. I hope to be a customer someday. So I appreciate the time, the conversation. It's been very, very enlightening to me. I feel like I understand the product now, and that was the biggest reason I wanted to kind of have this conversation, just to dive in a little deeper and get a little bit better understanding. So, David, I appreciate it. If I can ever be of help to you, absolutely reach out, and I'll be doing the same.
Likewise. We'll have to catch up and see how this new free money deal goes.
There you go.
It can go really good or really bad. Like, it'll fix the whole industry, or I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll find out. But we've got ways to pivot if things aren't like we think they are. But I think that we've got a system in place that's going to allow us to basically fix this issue for a vast majority of the population of contractors out there.
That's awesome. Well, guys, if David, you want to throw in a plug on your email or website or where to find you at, so these guys can get a hold of
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. You can send me an email anytime about Square Dash, david@squaredash.com. I also have an email address for SummerLink stuff. If you're looking for any other services that you have questions about, cost you nothing, david@summerlink, capital S, well, it doesn't matter on the email address, SummerLync. It's my last name and then an NC at the end, link, you know, a little clever there. My girlfriend came up with that, but we're happy to help anybody anytime. If you ever have questions, my number, my personal number, you want to write it down for anything industry related. Don't call me at 3 a.m. drunk because I'm probably going to be sleepy, but my personal number, 727-618-8436, and you can catch me on all the social medias, David Summerlink.
Awesome. Thanks again, David. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
Yeah. See ya.